Representation within the arts has been a topic of conversation for quite a few years now, and for good reason. Stace Robertson is Lead Accessibility Advisor with Arts Access Aotearoa, an NGO dedicated to creating an equal playing field for disabled artists.
You know, there's that saying that if you can't see it, you can't be it. And many of us grew up without super visible representations of disabled people in our arts and culture and TV and media and things more broadly.
In his role with Arts Access Aotearoa, Robertson works with art spaces and groups to create room for disabled artists around New Zealand. This can look like consulting with venues and organizations to ensure accessibility or creating a network of support for artists. The group's advocacy helps bring visibility to disabled Kiwis. Now there's concern that the central government's cuts to disability funding may make this harder.
Although we might be working to develop more opportunities for different disabled artists, they're not necessarily going to be able to take them up as easily. There'll be more barriers that they have to navigate to even get to the space of being an artist.
Henrietta Bollinger, an author and disabilities advocate, explains what this can look like.
The changes that we have in place at the moment are effectively going to push festivals or other events, if they want disabled artists to present, it'll push those festivals to self-fund our attendance. So it's effectively doubling the budget that they would have to spend on me in order to ensure that I could attend.
Not being able to afford proper support staff means that Bollinger's options for their work are extremely limited. The Ministry for Disabled People specified that there will still be a budget for disabled Kiwis to move within their communities. For artists like Bollinger, being able to move outside of their community is essential to tour and promote their work. Robertson and Bollinger both say that the former flexibility within the funding helped create more art and better access to that art.
And this is really a big step backwards in terms of restricting the scope of people's lives, and it removes options for people. It's going to make people's lives a lot smaller.
The main concern facing Arts Access Aotearoa and artists like Bollinger is letting disabled people decide for themselves what is essential and what isn't.
Disabled people and their families all have different needs and different ways they were using that have now been restricted.
However, the advocates are still holding out hope that the step back isn't permanent.
The public response has been really heartening. I think this is not fundamentally what either our disabled, our family, or our wider communities want for disabled people.
At last Thursday's protest in Christchurch against the cuts, many protesters called for Penny Simmons, the Minister for Disabled Issues, to resign because of how the cuts were made without community consultation. As advocates for artists with disabilities at the local and national levels, Arts Access Aotearoa will continue to focus on what else can we do and how can we keep the work going. For The Rundown, Catherine Rogers.